morning.
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 1978.
Uh-huh.
Got to be real. Cheryl Lynn, 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Steve, are you baffled by the artist? I didn't know that.
Cheryl Lynn.
I didn't know for some reason.
One-hit wonder.
I think she's one-hit.
Yeah, I didn't. For some reason, that really, I wasn't expecting that. What year again, Jake?
78.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh,
which
man.
Is what?
Better times.
Way better times.
Way better times. Imagine that on the AM radio, FM.
You heard it a lot.
You heard it a lot. It's 100% walk-up music. If that's playing as you're walking up like that, it's going to be like going, it's a mood-changing song right away. It's got energy. Oh, Jake, that's a nice job by you.
Thank you.
It's an 8-8-8-8-8.
A lot of eights.
Played a female.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And Carly Simon last week Cheryl Lynn this
Simon
week.
Last
yeah.
Week.
Yeah.
You're so vain. You gave it a 10.
Gave it a 10.
Yes, both
that was last actually. Week.
Yeah,
that
was last, I think it was last Tuesday.
Yes. That was a great song, Jake. Thank you.
Yeah, this was good.
Farley likes it.
In the 70s, there was a long line of female vocalists that were really good. And there was a long line of hit songs. Right in that time period. So she just falls in line with them. I mean, did you just hear that on the way back from Crawford?
I'm not sure where that came from. But yeah.
That's amazing. That's sort of an obscure song. Sort of.
Yeah. I didn't see it coming. Thank
it's
you,
upbeat.
Jake.
It's upbeat. It's
very much
fun.
I'm right in Bill's range. Yeah. They're like an 8.5. 8.5.
Great song.
Is Rudy going to be that high?
Rudy's going to like it a lot. That's going to be an 801.
Farley gives it 100%. It's not even a score. Rudy 8-1 with no comment because Farley took the comment.
Farley, you like that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrell Farley's with
give
us.
Give it 100%.
That's not even a 100%. Score.
100%.
That's a percentage. 100. We go 1 to 10, 100. Not percent, Farley. Yeah. So I guess it's a 10, apparently, that one.
Yes.
From the text line, some scores here before we move
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Triple H's dad, 1 on Cheryl
one?
Lynn. Just a 1.
1978.
Not better
Jim
times,
Sivoda
apparently.
Music. Yeah.
Gave it a 1.
Gave it a 1. Sarah and Fallbrook, 8.5. There we go. John Lincoln, 8.8. Nice. Vernon Dakin, 6.3. Robert in Oklahoma, 8.36. Houston, 6.4. Sean in Omaha, your friend you met the other day, 8.12.
Good job, Sean.
Les in Lincoln, age 73, 7 on that one.
Nice. Age 73, had to be right in his wheelhouse.
Kyle in Boston, 8.4.
Boston?
Husker Mike in Waterloo, 5. Who a clever 3!
Oh.
Just a 3 from
Just
Bird.
A 3.
It's all right, okay. Bird.
Disappointing. Gavin, 6.3. That's Gavin and Pender, by the way.
Gavin and Pender, Glenn's his brother.
Pops in Minnesota, just a 2 on that one. Kirk in Georgia, 9.25. Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 6.
Okay.
Hey, have you noticed that they're not in line a lot?
No, they're not.
They're not. They're
never the same score.
Their musical tastes are way different. It's interesting. I align much more with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
It's a little harder to...
YouTube. This is a new one. Meet Prayers on that one. Meet Prayers.
Okay.
M-E-A-T.
Yeah.
Yes.
M-E-A-T.
Praying for meat.
Prayers.
Praying for meat. Prayers for meat.
That's what
it is. Okay.
Meet Prayers. Troy, 5-2. Heyman, 7-2. Doug in Idaho, 3-3. Meh on that one from Doug.
Huh.
Rex in Myrtle Beach, 6-6. Chris, 4-8. Nels in Montana, 6-2. Albert, 6. BWD, 5. And Plainsman and Grant, 6-1. Song of the day was Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn.
Thank you, Jake.
1978. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Lock in, Steve.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else... he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills is always sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels.
The
We're talking kitchen, whole house, basement finishes, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Imagine Randy pulling up in a motorcycle with a sidecar. Remember, they see the sidecar?
Yep. Yeah,
pulling up in a motorcycle with a sidecar on right there, and he's got his cape and his crown on, And then you got the Prince of Plumbing in the sidecar, Duke. Imagine that showing up for an estimate like that. Those two guys pulling up.
Nice.
It'd be nice to see. Very nice to see.
What, Randy? Randy's married, right?
What's that? Randy's married. Yes,
he
is.
He looks at his wife at night and says, "It's good to be king."
It's good to be king. He does. You know he does. Like that. I wonder if he ever wears the crown to bed. I wonder if he does it.
It's good to be king.
She goes, really? The crown again, Randy?
Imagine you walking around the house like at 9:30 at night with the crown on.
Eating some cereal.
Big smile.
Big smile on his face. Tan.
Jake dubbed him the king of remodeling.
I did.
Yes.
That's a pretty big honor.
Him and the prince.
He's the king.
He needs a crown and a cape.
Duke texts me and Jake. Are there, oh, that's really cool. Jake talking about doing manual labor. I do it every day.
Every day of my life.
Jake had to do it one day out of the year. One day out of the year, and Jake's like going through his whole
9 hours Jake of manual labor.
It was as if he had done something just like he went to the moon and back or something. He's like, I had to work.
You know, I had to lift. I had a sense of accomplishment too after that too.
I had to lift boards.
My hamstrings are sore.
Oh, not used to this life.
Here we go.
Tylenol. All right, Bill's thrills.
Let's do an evaluation. On the field storming participation.
Ooh.
Let's do an evaluation on the field storming participation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this real quick. We saw the greatest field storming in the history of field stormings. There's never been one before. There won't be one as good. That ended all. They have it. University of Virginia has the best field storming in the history of field stormings. And let's walk through the facts. November 13th, 2002, 3 players murdered on campus. By a former player, and this is the first year of Tony Elliott's new job. Can you imagine? They had to cancel games. Can you imagine the mayhem on campus? And they had not really recovered from it. 3 players shot and killed us in November. New head coach Tony Elliott. Can you imagine going through that? The campus is a complete mess. They've been in struggles trying to get themselves, you know, would there ever be a happy time back on campus? So let's lay down the why of how this whole thing on this epic upset of Florida State on how it happened and how it all went down. An early glimpse of victory first happened to speed things up as they left from the stadium.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
To the Hill. That'd be the students. So with about 2.5 minutes to go, they, being Virginia, stop Florida State. I got a bunch of text messages at that time, and I'm like, they just jinxed it, which basically they did also. So now there's this fever pitch starting that this could happen. We have the ball, 2.5 minutes to go, and we're up. We have a great chance to pull this thing off. They don't. They don't get a first down. Florida State's able to go down and tie the score. So now things have just went epic as far as now. When this thing happened also, again, there was 2.5 minutes to go in the game. So things have now built up like that. So now the game goes into overtime, epic overtime. Then it goes to double overtime. So now we are now almost, when this game ends, you're almost 40 minutes removed from when they had that fourth down stop.
Okay.
That's how much time there was. And to fill the hill is what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at some pictures yesterday, and they do have some temporary fencing down there, but it wasn't there. And so what they have, so what happened on this thing with the fourth down, what happened was it's on this hill and all the students are on the hill. So now we're talking physics, inertia, gravity.
Oh, yes.
And so what happened was then, and so they scored, they being Virginia Tech in the second overtime, scoring at the two-point play. So the game winds down to a 4th-and-11 for Florida State.
Okay.
So now it's epic pitch, and everyone knows, on this play here, it could all end, and we win. And that's why they get pressure on the QB. They throw the ball. They hit it. It knocked the ball down to an incomplete, and then it was like a cork being pulled from a funnel.
Was.
So think about what happened was there's no wall to jump down.
Nope.
Everything is in all the – everyone's where? They're on a hill. They're all
inertia.
Running. Could you imagine if you had to run uphill into a stadium? Not that cool. Mm-mm. Downhill into an unabated – there's nothing to stop them. So the speed that went on,
jeez.
If you watch it, it's the fastest field storming
scary.
That's scary yes. I've ever seen. It went from no one on the field to probably 10,000 on the field, all within a matter of five
like
seconds.
Snap your fingers.
I've never seen
inertia.
Physics.
Look at this. Science on this show.
Science.
He's
so you'll never see one like it because most stadiums you don't have access. Imagine Nebraska South End Zone. There's no access. Now, they told me this. I want to make sure is correct. The fans told me, the announcer said this. In the second overtime, they'd flip back to that side. The first overtime was on the other end. Then they flip back to that end to where the students were. Because you can change ends on that. So the perfect storm. So imagine Nebraska trying to field rush from the south end zone. You have to jump over an 8-foot wall or whatever is that, over
that
fence.
What that
broken ankles.
Broken ankles. No, or if it's the student section, they have to jump over walls, come across an area, and then over a fence.
Another fence.
They have to jump down,
then
over
a
fence. There's no
hard to do it.
Hard to do. It doesn't happen. This stadium was built for an epic field storming. And it all happened in that end zone. But the buildup was 40 minutes. It was 40 minutes of time. And it looked at times as if they were going to lose. And also, Florida State pulls a 4th-and-10 touchdown to go to send it to double overtime. I mean, he's getting hit right in the face. He makes a throw on the corner of the end zone.
Castellanos,
where it's like, they're going to win it right here. Nope. Goes to double overtime. It was the most epic thing. I mean, you'll never see anything like it again.
No,
to this
not.
Time, nothing's ever been like that. Because of all the scenarios that added up.
It was breathtaking to watch.
And then there was 19 injuries, they said. They had to get, trying to get
to fans.
Some trampling
fans,
there with the way going down the
somehow
hill.
None of the students got, none of the players got hurt. I couldn't imagine being the wide receiver and the DB and on the ground that happened.
It went right over them.
Because they couldn't get up before they got ran over.
It went right over them.
And then if you watch the picture, just look at the faces on those students. 2022, three players were murdered by a former player. This coach had to death his first year trying to turn a program around. Not only turn around, they were okay because Bronco had just retired. They weren't in dire straits when he retired. But still, it was that campus. Can you imagine University of Nebraska, three players shot and killed by a former player.
Good God.
I mean, it would just be an epic, drain of energy. And this all came to at one time. And there's never been a more perfect. The perfect storm was hit, and it was executed.
But we did the exercise about a month ago. We looked at the history of Virginia football the last 20-some years. They've never been great. You're talking 9 wins like it was their best season they've had. So they never had a moment like
not
this
really.
To use. That's why it is the best you've ever seen. They've never had this moment at Virginia to use this incredible field that's meant for storming.
And there it was.
And we heard the word inertia this morning.
Inertia.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
Physics.
Yes.
Physics.
You were taught
and
well.
Inertia.
You were taught
it
well.
It was. Fred Krause.
Inertia. It was. There was. That had to be inertia because it was so. It just was so.
Can you imagine
fast.
That power you had coming down
God.
That hill? And imagine everyone's running down
full
a hill.
Kind of scary.
Like that. Kind of scary. Really scary. I couldn't imagine being there. The ball goes incomplete. Can you imagine, Olsen, you're on the grass in the end zone, and within 1 second, there's 10,000 people running past you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
a stampede.
It was a stampede. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was an absolute stampede of epic proportion. And do I want to see people hurt? No, I don't want that. I don't want players. I don't like what happened when someone was flipping the bird to the quarterback. I was like,
I saw that.
I'm not like, no, just
to Castellanos.
Yeah, Castellanos.
Yep. It's not the worst.
No,
thing.
And the guy was filming it when he did it.
He did.
He's filming himself doing it. But anyway, I'm not a fan of that. But I'll never not love a field storming. I won't. Here's my favorite part. SEC is $500,000. ACC, 50. They charge them 50 grand. 50. In the SEC, if you storm, it's 500. It's 500.
Did Ole Miss storm?
What's that? I don't know if they did or not. I know this. The fans been robbed twice. Tennessee makes that field goal. It would have been epic field storming. If Penn State wins, imagine if you're a fan.
Been field storming. There would
have been 111,000.
They were down 17 to 3 with no life, and all of a sudden they're in double overtime. It would have been insane field storming. So those fans were robbed insane time, but Virginia was not robbed.
Not robbed.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I'd be glad to. Thanks, Jake, for asking. Let's do an evaluation on the field storming participation.
Okay, there it is.
There will be students 20 years from now talking about, I was on the field that day. I hope they grabbed some grass. So it was a grass field. Hope they grabbed some grass when they were out there on the field. And then there's a final picture of it. But if you haven't watched it in any sort of real time, just go back and watch what it looked like. And I saw it in real time, and it was breathtaking. Yeah. You kind of went, oh, whoa!
Right. Oh yeah, it was nuts.
That is Bill Sprouls. Hour 2 is next. We'll check out the polls next.
The polls
on the ticket.